despite the markets are now plummeting around the world as there's a global stock sell-off taking place. Japan and biggest stock drop in 20 years. London, worst ever opening as world markets slide. Asian stocks plunge again, 8%. Crisis deepens. Now it all makes sense. That's another name of a report that's on the web at the moment. Wall Street opens with 678-point loss, recovers, then drops again. And then I think at the moment it's recovered again. I think what's happening is they're dumping it, and the insiders are sitting on the sidelines with their billions of dollars, buying stuff up again on pennies on the dollar, or maybe just with millions of dollars. Now that stocks are pushed down to this buy them up like candy bars and bubblegum rate. Oh, things are bad, my friends. These are really bad. We're not prepared. Things are very, very bad. I was up late last night looking at some of the other different predictions about the Chinese invasion of the United States of America, particularly the West Coast. This is the type of stuff that people think is totally insane. I usually don't comment on because they don't want to hurt my feelings. Hearing Alex Yancey talk about Russian invasion and Shanghai Cooperation Organization type of stuff and the Russians. And all this other stuff happening by design, not by accident. It's some freaky stuff. But I live in Portland. And I live in a key area where the Chinese are going to be. The way things are going. All these different people with these dreams, these visions. People recording them in the 1950s, the 60s, the 70s. Talking about missile strikes on the East Coast coming from Russia, all this stuff happening after some sort of a U.S. stock market crash, and something dealing with us being involved in a war in the Middle East. I think many of these things are already manifesting, don't you? Panic, run for the hills. I don't know. You're going to have to follow your heart. What I can't say is change is coming. Not the change that Barack Obama describes, but a different kind of change, and we're already in it. The pain is not just what's happening, it's the apathy around us. People still stuck in their little bubbles. I love to pop little bubbles. Pop them. Just jump right on them and just tear them right out of the bubble. Just spit piece of that bubble right back in their face. It's better I do this to you now because I love you, brother and sister. I love you. That's why I got to pop your bubble now. Because your bubble's being popped regardless. You either want it done premeditatively so you can get prepared, or you can just go on doing the same thing over. I should just be standing back and watching these people that think they're civilized turn into cannibals overnight. Where's the food going to come from? You better explain that to me first before you laugh at these things that you think are highly ridiculous. We don't know everything. Many of you, hardly any of you, saw 9/11 coming, neither did I. We just knew something was wrong. Well, I know something's wrong now. And these illusions about these corporations needing America to stay the way it has been, that they need a consumer class of individuals forever? I don't really think we have all the information right now to know what's going to keep this economy afloat or keep things solid. I just see this continual decay of the U.S. military and the buildup of the Chinese military, and every day a new report comes out about how serious this is, about how by 2015 they're going to have 100 nuclear missiles ready to go, pointed at the U.S., according to the latest analysis of the Chinese military. We're getting very, very close to something very, very crazy taking place. The nuclear pact is over, the pact agreement between the U.S. and Russia. This is serious stuff. I can go on and on for hours talking about different predictions about the Chinese and the Russians. And I can understand why a lot of people are turned off by predictions. I am as well. Especially when a lot of them don't come true. But what I can see is a whole lot of people that do believe that they can actually see in that realm. And they always describe economic meltdown of the U.S., usually October 2008, late September 2008, moving into November 2008. There's so many different people come up with these same hypotheses. Followed by some earthquakes, perhaps a tsunami in the Pacific Northwest. Again, where I live. But the economic crash comes before martial law, comes before a potential civil war. It comes before an invasion. It doesn't just come in the dark of night. Things will already be chaotic at the point of some sort of a foreign invasion, with the Chinese stepping on our coastline and unleashing thousands and thousands and thousands of troops, some say millions. I don't know enough about their ability to carry hundreds of thousands of people in a single vessel. So if you have any information on that, about what their capabilities are, please do call in and share. A lot of people have had visions about the submarines. And now I'm reading stuff in the papers about submarines. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, these psychics aren't supposed to be right. Everybody laughs. Ha, ha, ha. Don't you guys? Ha, ha, ha. It's so funny. People have visions of the future. Don't you think that maybe you have visions of the future? Maybe that's why you're here in the first place? Do you think, any of you people out there, whether you host a show or you're just listening, that you came to these conclusions just by reading news and information? You don't feel like a part of your actual body or yourself involved in this? Almost like your intuition going, hey, there's something wrong. There is something wrong. And it's not because of what you're reading, it's because of what you're actually feeling. And those feelings aren't necessarily coming from what you read in the news. It's from something else. It's from something deeper that we're taught on a daily basis doesn't exist. But we can believe in Wi-Fi. I bet some of you don't think it's a conspiracy theory to talk about Wi-Fi. Oh, science can prove it. There's a wireless internet that connects computers. But no, 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 no. No, not with humans. No. It's only for the machine. After all, the machine's more sophisticated to us lowly, dirty humans that just have to be exterminated through a ultrasonic form of pesticide. Yeah! A new chemtrail for a new century. The Dow went down about, I think it went down about 800. Dow Industrials, they went down about 8,000, 9,000. People just shedding their shares, just left and right. 8 day straight. You understand what I'm saying? 8 day straight. Free fall. They try to change things a little bit. Everybody just goes, oh, the Dow went up a little bit at the end. Yeah. Somebody just made a whole lot of money. The Dow goes down, negative 777, two monies in a row. Someone hit their jackpot. Oh, God. Look, man. All ships do turn. All right? But it takes time. It takes effort. It takes a while. When they do turn, it creates a wave. And we got to remember that, as crazy as stuff sounds right now. All right. At the moment, when we're looking at the Dow, because it keeps going up and down, and I'm reading different reports from different, like, places on the time loop continuum. There's 11 o'clock, there's 12 o'clock, there's 1 o'clock, there's 2 o'clock. And then there's this. 8,452.62 Dow Industrial. That's where we're at right now. And the Dow is only down negative 126.98. Down 126. Oh, dear. Oh, everything is fine. Wow, I was wrong. Oh, only a negative one. You know, I'm going to get a big old fat bag of cocaine, a couple bags of rocks, couple, just everything's fine. It's 1929. Let's get that extra credit card. Let's start some heroin addiction in our family at this point and just kick back. I mean, after all, everyone else is going mad. You got people killing themselves and their family. Yeah, that was in the news yesterday. Then you got this some woman who tried to kill herself. She's about 90 years old. Fannie Mac. tries to come in and act like they're the rescuer, the hero. Go, we're going to forgive your debt. We understand. It's hard. You guys don't care. They don't care. They don't care. It's like they're not human. Oh, dear. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Deep breath. Let's get a handle on this. Let's get a handle on this. Let's, you know, it's like Rocky Balboa. It's Rocky IV. And he's saying, that, he's been hit so many times that he sees three of them. And then, you know, his friend goes, hit the one in the middle. We have to learn how to react automatically to things that are happening around us. So when we're hit really hard with the brass knucks in the dark of night and we don't see it, we gotta learn how to react, counterattack immediately without thinking. Bam! You feel this dent in your head and all you just see is this blur. Anybody ever been hit with knucks before? Maybe I can, or bat. Maybe I might be able to, you know, bring back some memories. No? Okay. So the more training you have, the more preparations you take, the more automatic it is, because you won't be able to think through everything. You can't take the time to think through everything when you're trying to escape. You got to have all this stuff just laid out in advance. Just auto-react. I consider not doing the show today because I got so much going on today, but I'm just going to blab and blab and blab and blab and blab. And unless there's no phone calls, if there's no phone calls, I might just start blabbing off in some other really weird areas. I mean, I don't know. If there's no phone calls, I might have to start talking about shape-shifting reptilians and things of that nature. Wouldn't that be scary? Okay, no, seriously. We need to talk about these new flying dinosaur drone to resemble pterodactyl. I'm just going to jump really out of the economic madness and kind of bring in the reptiles. LiveScience.com. You can find this article on BlacklistedNews.com. Oh, hey, Ducky, they're doing this right near you guys. Texas Tech, this professor is posing in some picture with a model of this pterodactyl at this Texas Tech Museum in Lubbock, Texas, in July 25th, 2008. They've designed a military drone after the Brazilian pterodactyl. The flying dinosaur is about the size of a Canadian goose. Had a larger, thin, rudder-like sail on its head that functioned like a sensory organ. Using a similar sensory rooter, a 30-inch drone will hopefully be able to fly over combat zones and collect information to send to military commanders. So I'm looking outside my window last night, right? And I see this big, big, big possum crossing the street. And me and my roommate are looking at it, just, you know, just draw, just wondering, like, could that be a rat? Are rats actually getting that big in the street? I mean, it's just totally bizarre. And I remember thinking to myself, wouldn't that be weird if all of a sudden, you know, the rat just all of a sudden had flashlights for eyes? Maybe that's what the future holds. I mean, take a look at some of these wasps and these killer bees. Oh, we're talking about military killer bees. We're not, yeah. And so it gets a little bit weird. Robotic moths, DARPA butterflies. I'm convinced Mother did not say there was going to be days like this. I'm convinced Mother thinks that everything's just going to be A-OK, and Ashar Command's going to beam us up to the spacecraft, and everything is just going to be OK, and meanwhile, the United States has been told to increase their nuclear arsenal as China. I wish I had a computer that worked at light speed. As China threat looms, the U.S. must increase its nuclear arsenal in response to China's growing military might. According to a State Department report, the International Security and Advisory Board, which reports to Condoleezza Rice, the U.S. Secretary of State, warned that holding the U.S. homeland hostage to missile attack is important to Chinese military goals. It claims that China will have an excess of 100 nuclear-armed missiles that could strike the United States by 2015. Yay! They're coming to save us! They're coming to save us! Yeah, I really think more people are going to latch themselves onto this psychological defense mechanism, belief system, that there actually are going to be liberators coming to save us from the evil Americans imposing martial law in the United States and perhaps kidnapping people, which might happen at that time. Looking for a leader, looking for a hero to save them. Well, there's always a new movie out there showing that. There's Batman out, the Hulk, Iron Man. Just pick your hero, just go to any theater, it's there.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or other issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate-controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, hey Rob, how you doing? Rob's with me. I have myself on mute again. You know how organized I am these days with all this stuff going on, the banks spun down around me, and people just pulling their hair literally at the root out of their head. But I'm still here. Hey, Rob.
Hey, you don't need hair. I mean, hair is kind of with the bone.
Hair, you know, it's just another expense. It's time for another haircut for me. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't part with $20. I just need to get, like, one of those, you know, Brutus the Barber Beefcake? I need one of those type deals.
Remember that guy, Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Hey, you know what? Where is the Million Dollar Man when you need him?
I know. You know, where's the Iron Sheik? So you have someone to get mad at and angry at and boo. Boo, Iron Sheik.
Weird how they had those characters from these countries. You know, you had the evil Russian guy, you had the evil Sheik guy, you know, and then you had Hogan though. Blonde haired, big steroid driven Hogan. Steroid driven just like our food we eat. I mean, it was just so perfect and metaphorical in every single way.
Right, and people bought into that. My God, remember Hulkamania and how huge that was?
Muscle Man.
Now look at him. He's still popular. I can't believe he was on Larry King one night about, I don't know, a month ago. I turned on TV, and there's Hulk Hogan just talking about, like, his life and his son.
This is your little brother. This is your little brother. Hulkamania is never going to die. And we are merging with the Bush administration. Hulkamania. Look at these 24-inch pythons. That's what the U.S. military needs. It'll be like an army ad. Maybe they can have an army ad with Hogan. And then maybe next week they could have The Rock. Hi, I'm The Rock. I'm The Rock. I am a sexy man. I am a large man. I am The Rock. I'm a wrestler. I want you to go into the army. Uncle Sam wants you for cannon fodder. Who else could we have in there as a PR guy?
Remember the NWO? We should just bring the whole New World Order wrestling.
I was about to curse there. So what is up with that? You type in NWO and you get these wrestlers. It's been like that for years. Like, what's that all about?
But question me, though. Like, when you say New World Order, are you talking about that wrestling group?
Wacky, wild stuff.
Go research the New World Order. They didn't make that up. They actually took that name and applied it to their little wrestling thing. But, yeah, pretty interesting how wrestling used those techniques in order to kind of grab people. And they bought right into it, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, you know, I was thinking that these neocon talk show hosts are, like, going into this, like, you know, panic. I haven't been listening by audio when I get in the car now. It's like they said all the stuff. This guy is good. McCain's good. Everything's fine. They got the. And then all of a sudden, they're just like, "Oh my God, what's happening? No, no, it wasn't like I thought it was. It was worse." And then here's Glenn Beck over here saying that a new world order is the end game. Say what? WTF? There's a global meltdown coming. He says a global depression and a one world currency and a one world financial system. That's all the end game. China said last week they want a one world global currency. France said the same thing yesterday, and we know that Russia wants that. They want a one world order, a new world order, at the end of this event. Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck said that?
Yeah, go Google it. Just type it in. It's in YouTube right now.
Oh, it's in YouTube. Oh, okay, I was looking at Google News, and I'm like, I'm not finding anything here. It's a YouTube video from his show, his TV show?
Go over to blacklistennews.com and scroll all the way down. I'm sure that's where I found it.
Right, wow, that is... That's over. It's amazing, too, these people. You had Bill O'Reilly, you had people like Rush Limbaugh, how they used to laugh at individuals when they'd call up and ask them about Bohemian Grove or the Council on Foreign Relations. Now it's just a matter of fact. Oh, of course the New World Order. Of course Bohemian Grove is real.
I've always wondered, like, with these guys, which ones know what they're doing, know what they're serving, and which ones are just playing the game, you know, and making their money while they can.
Well, Alan Greenspan, he was one of us. Alan Greenspan used to warn people of the Federal Reserve and their policies and what it was going to lead to. Then he went off the scene, didn't really hear much from him for, God, 12, 14 years. Boom, he pops back on the scene, and then 2 years later, he's our Federal Reserve chairman. How does that work? Oh, yeah, that's right. Soldier.
It's a matter of differentiating the ones that know what's going on, the ones that don't know. And then Glenn Beck, I guess, from what we're seeing here, he could be one that... is waking up now to some stuff, but I don't give him the benefit of the doubt just because he's saying this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
I agree.
This is stuff that's obvious. This is stuff that's in the Wall Street Journal. They're publishing this stuff in their publications. So it's not like they're breaking anything. They're breaking nothing. They're just freaking and going, oh my God, things were worse than we thought. If anything, they're just adding to the panic. Now, Sean Hannity, on the other hand, my money... goes in the direction of him actually knowing what he's about, knowing what 9/11 was about, knowing who he serves, and knowing exactly how much money he's going to get at the end of it because he's on the winning team. So if they have all this money put out to the CIA and black ops and politicians, we know they're not just rumors. They have these people embedded in the news stations, and that they have a deeper level of knowledge than we do and do what's really going on. They're not just news reporters. These people are agents of the Empire to me.
Yeah, they're working for Project Mockingbird in a way. If you look into Project Mockingbird and how it works and how just effective propaganda works, they have to tell you a big chunk of truth in order to kind of, you know, kind of hide the lie in a way. You know, the more truth that's in the lie, the more effective it is. So, yeah, I've become very skeptical when I see people like Glenn Shilbeck getting up there saying, oh, yeah, of course, this is a new world order, and I knew all about it. I just didn't really want to say anything until now. Well, where were you a year or 2 years ago? You were making fun of people when we talked about 9/11.
Yeah, you're talking about Ron Paul supporters being locked up or, you know, things right. of that nature or suggesting that they were planning something violent. I mean, you're talking about the last ditch. I mean, you're talking about like the people in America that are activists that know that this is a financial attack on us, not just some Bush administration, neocon, tripping over themselves, accent in the Middle East, lying about WMDs. You know, it hurts so much with these Obama people. You don't see 9/11 truth bumper stickers. You don't see anti-police state bumper stickers. You don't see, look at all the black people in this prison industry, get them out bumper stickers, or change racism, or whatever, work towards fighting racism, where it really does exist. And, hell, maybe if Obama's the best black person they can get, then I say that's racist. How about that? Because there's a whole lot of other black people that need to be in his spot. Doing
yeah.
what he's doing.
A lot of people in the African American community that actually have a big, big problem with Obama right now, and he's gotten protested a few times. I watched one recently, and
they don't like that.
They whisked him right out of there. Obama didn't want anything to do with people calling him out.
Were these African American?
Their claim was that Barack Obama has done nothing and will do nothing for the African American community. So, I think he's using his. I don't really want to play the race card here, but these people are pretty upset with Obama for the fact that they don't feel like he's going to benefit African Americans one bit.
All right, we got a break. I'm going to take a breath. Rob's with us, Axiom Radio. You're listening to OracleBroadcasting.com. I'm Alex Hansen, and this is Outside the Box. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Similar to the ones that were involved with the Stasi police, the Hitler Youth, they're all gathering together because they want to militant. They have this militant idea that change is so important that they keep telling you that this is the most important election of your lifetime. every election for the past 8 years has been told to me to be the most important election of my lifetime. And now, it is not the election that we have to be thinking about. It is the way that we can get a grand jury together, that we can get state's attorney generals to pay attention to the possibility of having to go into Washington and, with the law and the Constitution, demonstrate that our leaders are criminals and they need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent to the laws. And this is what needs to go on.
And that was Clyde Lewis, my guest last night on the TV show, as we discussed the world at large. And that video will be up in a day or so. And we'll be speaking tonight at SO Zone. ESOZone.com. Freeman from Austin, Texas, will be with us. That was just really uncalled for. He will be with us tomorrow. He'll be speaking Saturday. He's here somewhere in this town. Freeman, where are you? Freeman. Anyway, he's supposed to be doing a show on this network, and we don't know what day. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Not anymore. He might not anymore now. You've really blown it.
Oh, really?
All right. That's he'll come back. Yeah, we know him well. He'll come back. Forget it. No, so you're going to be giving a speech tonight at the SO Zone. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about. I'll just be, like, up there. I'll try to get not too drunk before I go up, but I can't guarantee that. But
no,
I mean,
need a couple. You need a couple to loosen up the nerves there. You can't go up there just, you know, blowing in the breeze. You need a couple.
We'll make sure we have it filmed.
Yeah, good idea. Go
ahead.
This is the whole weekend? This event takes place for the whole weekend, huh? The 10th through the 12th. This is the first I've kind of heard of it, except for the fact I knew that Freeman was speaking there tomorrow, right? Saturday?
Yeah, it's like these people that are local that just figured out they want to do a yearly conference, and they even got this guy named Rex Church. He's a Satanist, and he's just a weird guy. He's got these horns implanted into his head, actually. They're actually implants, these horns he has.
Oh.
He actually had them surgically implanted. And so he talks about something interesting. I think he has this fantasy about destroying the world, so he's going to share that with us.
Well, how do you feel about, like, mixing and mingling with the occult?
Who, Freeman?
No, just you and yourself in general.
Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of misconception about a lot of stuff. Everybody's got their own understanding of what's going on. I don't really get too involved in that stuff, but I don't close it out either. It's only because I'm not afraid of it, and I didn't grow up with that kind of fear-mongering belief system, or I didn't come from, like, an Orthodox religion. So, right. You know, I don't have that already groomed into me, and I see how a lot of people don't understand energy, period. And that's a long conversation, something that probably requires a little more focus on my part to explain, but energy is energy, just like a gun. Guns aren't necessarily evil, it's how you use it. Well, I think there's a lot of energies that we tap into, whether we know about it or not, and there's also ways, I think, that we're affected by the rotation of the planets, such as whatever's going on right now with Pluto and Saturn. Michael Desarian's talked about it, Clive's talked about it, other people have talked about it that are a little more aware of what's going on astrologically than I. But if we can believe just for a second that we are affected by a full moon, or that even females are affected by the cycle of the moon, what else is going on with some of the other planets in alignments that come in periodically, sometimes only align themselves every couple thousand years a certain way? What impact might that have on the planet in terms of different things going on in the human experience? So I've always been fascinated by things like that. When it comes down to personal astrology and things of that nature, that's getting a bit occultic for me, because people should just be able to listen to their hearts. And I think people get almost wacky with astrology. You know, they get almost obsessed with it to a degree to where, you know, they're just believing whatever comes out of this book or this newspaper, and they don't even know how they came to that conclusion. So if someone's into astrology, they should know every step along the way how this person got to this conclusion, saying on this day and this hour, this has this impact, because that would be more involved than just, you know, being someone that just listens to somebody else. And if someone just listens to somebody else and says, oh, okay, that's how it is, they're no different than any of the sheeple in these mainstream churches today looking to the pastor for answers.
Right. No, excellent. That's Wow, that's a really good insight. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, phone call.
Sunday.
All right, caller, you're on the air. How you doing, Mo?
Oh my God!
Just a lucky guess. I'm like, who else calls outside the box but Mo? But we still love you. We still love you, though. How you doing?
Oh, Mo, are you kidding?
We love you, too, man. We love you.
Everybody else is like, no, I want to make fun of people here. Everybody else is like, I don't like my voice on the air. I'm not smart. And everybody's like, oh man, it's Mo again. Well, I mean, Mo at least picks up the phone because he knows how to use it. Go ahead, Mo.
All right. I would like to give me permission to play a 3-minute clip. It covers everything that pretty much, you have talked before, but in the different way, wordings, and I would like to play that, and then we can discuss a little bit about what they say. Is that okay with you? I can go ahead and play it for you.
I don't know.
But it will be good sounding. Everything is nice. Everything I said, and it will come clear like a crystal clear in your end.
Yeah, let's try it out, Mo. We'll give it a try. If it doesn't sound right, if it's feeding back, well, okay. I'll let you know. I'll mute it and let you know. But yeah,
okay.
Give it a try.
Sure.
Looks like Wall Street Bank, the World Socialist website, spoke to workers and young people on the streets of New York. They spoke about the harshness of everyday life, the increasing difficulty of finding and keeping a good job, layoffs, foreclosures, and the rising cost of college tuition.
I'm a conquest from Westbury, Long Island. There are a lot of houses going into foreclosure. We see this on every block, every street.
Oh, right.
People lose their homes, they can't afford to pay for their houses, and it's really sad because people are worried about their kids and where they're going to end up. Years from now, they graduate from school, they have no place to stay. It's hard to get, mortgage now. Homeowners are taking really hard. Financial crisis is really hurting them, and I think that's a problem that the government needs to solve immediately. Because the home crisis is at the heart of everybody wants to know that their home is protected, that they can have a place to stay, and they won't be kicked out of their home because they can't pay. It's really hard for college students because after they leave school, they have these debts to pay, and it's really hard to get a job now. And we're worried about the state of the economy after school, how we're going to pay back our loans, how we're going to get on our feet, and a lot of college students are debt.
All right, put that call on hold, Alex. You want to launch into the break here? We'll pick this up on the flip.
Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
like how it sounds like we want you to be scared, but it's not what we want you to be. Countries function under socialism creeds. They function under heavy inflation. You're going to leave, you're going to get up every morning, you're going to go to work, you're going to drive your car, you're going to do all those things you normally do in a democracy. The only differences you're going to be feeling is, you're going to be feeling differences in wondering whether or not you can trust your neighbor. You're going to be feeling differences in whether or not being on camera is something, what your actions are in public are going to be scrutinized because you're going to be on camera all the time. You're also going to be subject to search and seizure. You're going to be subject to maybe
that sounds fun.
Meeting up with a police officer,
hot,
even a military soldier, if he wants to bring order.
Ooh, gangbang.
Have to do as he says.
Uh oh.
Here, doing his job.
Nasty.
Command of the president.
Hope there's no cameras involved.
You need to understand that these things, countries do function under these circumstances. The only thing is that you don't want to be broadsided in doing something that you think is, what's the word, courageous or something victorious against this.
We got to start preparing to hunt human traffickers with machetes.
How you're going to act when the mob arrives, and then you work through it. I've lived in a country where every day I woke up, I lived near...
It's okay to decapitate human traffickers.
During the Dirty War, there were groups and unions and companies that would rise up and decide they were going to go after the government. And it happens all the time in these types of situations because people get fed up and they do storm the government. They go to the place, they protest.
Castration.
Something a little
slow castration.
Storm the gate.
When this happens, not to be afraid because this is how countries everywhere else do it. They just learn to live with it. And that includes terrorism. You take a look at countries like, you take a look at Israel, for example. Every day they have to deal with terrorism when they wake up every day. The malls have...
They had those damn technical difficulties, that humming. Rob, Clyde Lewis is a guy that just, you know, he used to have his own show and everything on the AM dial here, and then one day, you know, just gone, done, and there's no replacement for him and another station to go to, and it wouldn't have been like that 10 years ago when there were smaller stations, or maybe I should say 15 years ago.
Right.
You know, it's just Clear Channel. Is it still being bought by Mitt Romney?
Not sure about that, not sure. But the actual grip, the hold of media that Clear Channel has is just, it should be illegal. It's literally a conflict of interest at this point. They have such a huge, massive hold on our radio.
Yeah. Did that audio come out okay?
Just for the very last part, it hummed a little bit, but besides that, it came through crystal clear.
Yeah, it was humming like down the original video.
Now, Mo, your call wasn't too good. We could only hear just a little bit of the beginning and then bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. If you go to WSWS.org, you can go a little bit to meet the midpoint. You can play it, and I hope you play that 3 minutes clip. And exactly it covered exactly what pretty much we all talk about it. Foreclosures every corner of the streets, and we see that the students are upset because they are they study 4 to 8 years, and then after the financial aid $30,000-$40,000 they owe, and then they have to go work in McDonald's. So
yeah, an education bubble, Mo, an education bubble. What they did is they gave all these people of hope for all these different jobs. In the end, they're going to have to pay back the student loans, but their interest may go up higher than their contract if these are not. I don't know how people talk about fixed, non-fixed. I'm not a big-time money guy, although I talk about the crash and what's happening, but when it comes to loans and stuff, I don't know a lot. I know that, you know, a lot of people got stuck with the non-fixed mortgages, but is there a way people can get stuck with non-fixed interest rates for the student loans? I don't know, but I can tell you that they were always, you know, they usually want their money every month, and then when the stuff started unraveling, all of a sudden they didn't. They want to spread out it out. Oh, don't worry, you can pay us in a couple months. You can just pay off the interest. They're trying to find other ways to make more money to where you might find bill collectors not chasing you down right away because they want it to build up because that means more interest, more revenue. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it also seems to be part of their pyramid formula.
I think you're right, Alex. I owed some money to the state of Massachusetts for some tax. It wasn't that much. It was only like $1,700. But they did not contact me. It took them about three and a half years. And when they finally contacted me with a letter, interest that accrued, and I owed about $3,000. So I paid him $100, and, well, just the way my finances were, I really couldn't afford to keep paying them. But nothing happened. I got no letters, nothing, not a call, nothing. So about 2.5 more years went by, and I finally got another letter. And I said, hey, you're going to pay? And now I owe them $4,100, and they weren't really threatening me with any kind of legal action or anything. Just, hey, oh, yeah, by the way, you still owe us this money. And it just kept accruing and accruing, and now I'm on a monthly payment plan because I'm not playing that game anymore, and I want to get that debt off my head. But, yeah, you're right. They just take their sweet-ass time calling you.
You want to take that debt off your head, Rob, but you think you're better than the rest of us trying to get in.
I was trying to...
But you're some kind of un-American, unpatriotic person trying to walk around. Well, we all walk around with debt. You all walk around with debt. What, you think you're some high and mighty? I wonder if people will be that dumbed down and lobotomized in the years to come. Words like that will actually be coming out of their mouth.
Well, these are the people that got really screwed here, Alex.
You with your organic food and your teeth all in your head. Aren't you special?
Well, just look at all the people that, like
run down the streets like rats looking for a squirrel to hunt. What?
No, I agree with that totally, but it's just the poor people that played by the rules, that paid their bills on time. They lived with inside of their means. They actually saved some money. And I have friends that live very frugal lives that they're going to be the ones that lose the most. I mean, we have all this debt on our heads. Well, I mean, if we can't pay, we can't pay. They can't get blood out of a stone. What about all the people that actually played by the game and they're going to have their savings devalued, their retirement funds devalued right in front of their eyes? That's who I'm really pissed at, is the poor people that actually played by the rules all these years. They're going to be the ones that get screwed the most out of this.
Oh, hey Mo, what is the name of that video? What is the name of that video on YouTube?
Okay, if you go www.wsws.org, and it says New York. Okay, one second. You go a little bit down. You will find it. It says New York. People are upset from the $700. In New York, workers denounce Wall Street bailout. If you could play that one, it will tell a lot about the same thing that we are talking about in a little bit in different wording, as people can understand. And also, you know, I used to work in U.S. government student loan section, and actually we had 50 different programs.
The difficulty of finding and keeping right. Good, yeah, I've seen these videos too, Mo. I've seen a couple of them posted on Prison Planet and other websites where they were talking to people at the protest that took place. So about
how's that video coming through?
Not good.
Not good?
Not good, no.
Yeah, let me try one more time. Hang on.
Watch.
And then if it's not... Okay. Well, I mean, you also got to deal with the recording not being good, too. This is not a professionally made video, so the audio quality is not professional. But
50% off right away. Or we tell them, okay, give me 80% off, give me 20%, we finish off, we will take everything off. So people should be aware of the situation. There are those people who call it the collector. I used to be a collector agent.
Okay, Mo, you're out of time. Look, when we come back, we're going to play Hal Turner warning about some Amaros that may have been shipped to China. I don't know, Rob, if you heard about that, but we're going to bring that video up in just a few minutes. Keep it right here on Out to the Box, the Oracle Broadcasting Network, 866-639-9535. Stay there.